Hi everyone. Hi, my name is Elaine Brown. I'm one of the career consultants with the UCC Career Services, and my colleague Aileen Waterman, who is a placement manager with the Career Services as well, is here. And today's podcast is, I suppose, it's something very new and very interesting. It is a podcast with international students of UCC, discussing their experiences from pre-entry, from, I suppose, from the time that they decided they were coming to Ireland and coming to UCC, from pre-entry stage through their college experiences, and then for some coming into final year, and for others actually graduating and moving into the workplace. So the theme of, I suppose, the podcast today is very much around, you know, how to prepare for the employment market in Ireland. And I suppose what our students have done to support themselves through those three phases, the pre-entry piece as they were in UCC and as they prepare to move into industry. And so that's the theme we're going to be talking about today. So the again, we're doing something very different. We have quite a number of students from different countries. They'll all be introducing themselves now in a few minutes. And the session will actually be facilitated by a graduate, an international student graduate of UCC. So our graduate will be actually facilitating the session with other international students. And myself and Aileen will be here, and we'll be popping in and out, and, you know, to be available to the students as well. So we hope you enjoy the podcast, and I'd like to hand straight over to our graduate, Anurag.
Thank you so much, Elaine. First of all, let me start this session by thanking the entire UCC team for facilitating such a podcast, and especially Eileen and Elaine to take care of this whole process. And let me also welcome the fellow graduates in the call. We have with us Anika, Melody, and Shi. So I'll quickly introduce myself. My name is Anurag. I'm basically from India. I'm a 2020 graduate from UCC in MSc Corporate Finance. And at the moment, I'm working with Musgrave in their graduate program. And it's a proud moment for me to represent all the international students. And hopefully by the end of this podcast, we'll get some insights for all of you. So Anika, I'll quickly hand it over to you if you would like to introduce yourself.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. My name is Anika. I'm a final year government student here at UCC, and I'm from the United States originally. And I'm currently on work placement with the Environmental Protection Agency, which is really exciting. So I look forward to talking more about it.
Lovely. Shi, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hello, my name is Xu Chen. I'm an international student. I'm from China, and I finished my bachelor degree. My major is computer science, and I will start my postgraduate program. My major is business information and analytics systems, and I do the peer support leader in the same time so during my postgraduate program, and I'm working as an international student representative in UCC. Yeah, that's all. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Qing Ye. I'm from China. I came to UCC to study last year. I'm studying for a Master of Nursing at UCC because I'm interested in nursing research and I want to experience the nursing model of different countries. So I chose here, I came to Ireland for study for the Master of Nursing. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So as we can hear, we have people from different branches and different nationalities. So it's going to be quite a rich conversation. So I'm going to open this discussion with a very simple and basic question. What we will try to explore in the first part is your motivation in terms of choosing Ireland as your choice of destination for your higher studies. So I'll start by reflecting a little bit on my choice and why I decided to come to Ireland. I think if I have to be very honest, then I have to say that I saw PS I Love You and I decided that Ireland is the place to go to. But keeping jokes apart, I think the scope of the possibilities this country has to offer is immense. And if you do a little research, you will find out how rich it is in terms of people, in terms of culture and the opportunities that it has to offer. It's a country with just over 5 million people. But from a commercial point of view, Ireland truly stands out as a leader in Europe. be it in terms of financial services or information technology or manufacturing. We have some of the biggest players in the world operating from the Irish territory, be it Apple, Microsoft, Johnson & Johnson, Danone, name it, and you will find it here. So it's a country that encourages meritocracy, and it also offers a structured immigration framework, which in a way encourages people to get imbibed with the Irish culture and to assimilate in it. So I think when it comes to Ireland, there is no second thought in terms of the opportunities it can create for an international student and also the quality of education that you get in this country. Out of the top five universities in Ireland, all the top five universities in Ireland are actually in the top 500 university in the QS ranking all over the world, which in itself holds testament to the quality of education that you get in Ireland. So for me, it was a no-brainer in terms of selecting Ireland as my choice of country for pursuing my master's. And it has opened up so many gates of opportunities for me, which we are going to talk about as we proceed in this discussion. So Annika, I'll just ask the same question to you. I know that you have come all the way from United States, and we know that States is known for its education, for the kind of universities it has. So what was the deciding factor for you in terms of choosing Ireland, and how has been your experience so far?
Yeah, so I actually was a transfer student as well as an international student. So I originally was here on a study abroad program for a year. And while I was here, I realized that the education styles, at least in my experience, were quite different, and I much preferred it here. I felt like students were more encouraged to come up with original ideas, express their individuality within their academic career. And I thought that it focused more on building skills that the students can take into the future, rather than kind of a repetition, memorizing, you know, flashcard type of thing that I was experiencing back in the States. And for me, that was a big important difference that I thought made education here much, much more impressive. So that was my main motivator for sure.
Absolutely. And you are in your fourth year right now. So how has been your journey so far with UCC and in Ireland in general? Like, did you find the course challenging? Were there any difficulties that you faced that you want to reflect on?
I think my experience has been fantastic so far. I mean, with the unfortunate events going on at the minute, it's been more complicated than I think most people's starts with UCC are. But I think it's been a great experience regardless of that. I've had really amazing teachers work with me, especially accommodating, knowing that I'm coming in, you know, halfway through the degree and coming from a different background. I think they've all been very helpful and encouraging. So it's been a great experience so far. Absolutely.
That's lovely. And I can second on that thought that in Ireland, especially in UCC, whenever you have any queries or you have any issues that you are facing within your academics or in the realms of this, the staff in UCC are always available, be in terms of the lecturers or the supporting staff that you have in the university. They're always available in terms of having a discussion with you and solving the problems that you are facing. Melody, you are a nursing student over here. And over the last year, we have gone through a pandemic and we are still overcoming from the effects of that. So reflect a little bit on your decision on choosing Ireland, and how was your experience to go through this entire pandemic? What kind of learnings did you have in terms of what you have seen on the ground? If you can talk about that a little bit.
To be honest, my friend, she studied here before I came to Ireland, so I chose UCC for study. At the same time, because I'm interested in the nursing research, so I want to get a master degree in UCC. Moreover, I want to experience the different culture and the different nursing from different countries. So I came here. I think it's a great experience studying here. It's very, because the people from Ireland is very friendly and nice. It's very grateful experience for me. Yeah, thank you.
That's lovely to know. And I remember last time we were having a discussion with Melody, she was mentioning about the blended way of teaching. So back in China, if you are doing a nursing course, perhaps it would be more theoretical in nature. Whereas in her curriculum right now in UCC, she gets to be in the ground and interact with patients and get to learn about that. In fact, I think Melody mentioned that the great thing about interacting with Irish patients is that they always love to talk and they can talk forever. So Melody, how has been your experience in terms of the practical aspect of your course? Did you get to interact with a lot of people and learn a lot in that course?
Because most of our classes are online, but every week we have the practical classes in the classroom. It's a very good experience to study in the classroom. I can experience the practical and practical classes with my classmates in the classroom. Moreover, I find a part-time job in the Cork University Hospital is good experience because I can practice my oral English and I can communicate with the patients. The patients are very nice because most of the patients are very good at talking. They can talk with you all the day if you are free. They are always very grateful for what you have done for them. This is, I can learn from the hospital and from the class. Thank you.
Absolutely. And I think that's the greatest thing about Ireland. It provides you the kind of experience which is quite holistic in nature. You are not confined only to the realms of the theoretical curriculum that you get in your college. But as you come out and interact with people, as you go into your own area of expertise and start working, you get to know a lot more about the culture and you get to know the tricks and the tribulations that you need to develop in yourself in order to be successful in this country. So, I'll ask you the same question in a little bit of modified manner. So if you can reflect a little bit on what was the deciding factor for you in terms of choosing Ireland. And I know you are a graduate in business information and analytics. So it's a thriving sector in Ireland. We have Apple, whose headquarters is located in Cork, and we have all the major players, as I mentioned before. So could you reflect a little bit in terms of what contributed in your decision towards Ireland, and also talk a little bit about what kind of research you did before you made your choice? What were your sources in terms of finding information about Ireland?
Before I came to Ireland, I searched on the internet for some information about the job markets of the nurse. As I mentioned before,
Melody was just giving her insight on that. Melody will come back to you, but if you can reflect on it a little bit.
Okay. Yes, I do some research, and I think the information, I think the business information and analytics systems major is very suitable for me. So I choose this major, and I took part in some seminars, especially Google seminars, and I learned some programming experience in these activities. In my third year, in my undergraduate, in my third year, I have a 5 months internship. I worked as a researcher in UCC Connect Research Group. My role is to develop some Android apps using Android Studio and Kotlin languages. And I think they are my research in Ireland that I did.
That's lovely. Did you get an opportunity to work with any of the companies over in Ireland as a part of your work experience or any such exposure, like an internship?
I just work in UCC research group. I didn't work in other companies outside of UCC.
Okay, that's fine. Melody, I think you have worked with CUH in terms of being on the ground and also as a part of your curriculum. So can you reflect a little bit on how your journey has been in terms of going to CUH and what kind of exposure did you get from that experience?
Before I came to Ireland, I searched some information on the internet about the jobs market of the nurse. As I mentioned before, I have a friend who worked in Ireland before I came to Ireland. I also concerned here about the job markets in Ireland. I found a part-time job through the agency. Before I go to work, I did some preparation before work, such as I learned some medical English and I took some vaccines, such as the COVID vaccine and the chickenpox vaccine, do some health examination to work in the Cork University Hospital. It's very important to prepare your health examination and your English, the medical English before you work. I want to share. Thank you.
That's a very good point, Melody. I think students, international students who are aspiring to come down for courses such as nursing or related to that must be aware of this point that they need to get certain vaccinations done before they can go to the Irish hospitals and start working there as a part-time employee or as an intern. And also in terms of people who are having difficulties in terms of communicating in English, that there are so many resources which are available in the university itself. And I think both Elaine and Eileen can talk a little bit about that. So I'll throw a question to both of you, Elaine and Eileen. Any one of you can take this up. You have been interacting with the international students for years now. You have listened to their concerns. You have seen them come through the entire process. Sometimes, you know, good things happen. Sometimes they make their lives and careers over here. Sometimes there are cases where there is a lot of disappointment as well. So what do you think is the greatest challenge for someone who is coming to Ireland for the first time and trying to assimilate in the culture and at the same time trying to explore the possibilities for them going ahead?
So I'm happy to pop in here. As part of my role as a career consultant, I meet with students, all students, including international students, on a one-to-one. I know Aileen does as well, and Aileen can pop in as well and speak about her experience. And I suppose I certainly would have seen a trend. Myself and my colleagues would have certainly seen a trend, certainly over the last couple of years, where some international students are coming into UCC. So we have undergrad and postgrad students coming into UCC, and some students are more prepared than others. So in other words, some students are very clued in. They know exactly about the employment market in Ireland. They know that, you know, what they need to do in terms of making contact with the career service, you know, quickly getting their CVs or interview prep, understanding exactly what the employers are looking for, you know, becoming part of UCC, getting involved in clubs and societies and being very, very proactive in that. And, you know, really banging down the doors of the career service, looking for appointments, you know, really, really, I suppose, highly motivated and knowing exactly what they need to do. And then we meet the other students, possibly even from the same country, and who seem quite lost. In other words, they kind of land in UCC. Sometimes they'll miss important graduate recruitment dates. They won't have realised that actually for master's students, the minute they start their course, within a couple of weeks, the graduate recruitment process starts. And that, you know, so some students think, oh, I don't need to worry about that. I can wait until my master's is finished. And that's actually not how it works, but they don't have that information. And so we have, I suppose, not understanding what the employment market is like in Ireland and then not being prepared for that, not knowing where to go, where to get advice. And so therefore then missing crucial dates, missing crucial opportunities, which then means at the other end, when their courses are finished, they could be looking 6 months, 9 months, maybe even a year before they actually get a job because they've missed the dates. Other issues that we see, I suppose, different cultures have different, I suppose, ways of being in a new country. So we would see certainly a lot of Chinese students very much staying together in their own little groups, not integrating into the campus, not becoming part of even one club or society, not, I suppose, meeting other Irish students or other international students to understand the Irish culture. So very much staying in their own little group, which is lovely and perfectly fine because it is a lovely support. But there is a huge benefit in terms of stepping out of that and, you know, as I said, joining even one club in society and getting to know Irish people and Irish culture and the Irish sense of humour and all of that is hugely important if you're planning on taking up work in Ireland and working with Irish employees and Irish employers. So very much staying in their own little group, and the English is a big issue. So while we have incredibly bright, academically bright students, their English is really poor. And so again, they would have, I suppose, had to do certain classes and grades in English before they come into UCC. But I suppose on the ground, from where I'm experiencing it as a career consultant, the English is not at the level the employers are looking for. So they're having difficulties in writing their CVs. They're having difficulties going for interviews. And while the employer in some instances would really like to take the student on, they actually can't because they can't understand them and the student can't understand the employer. So there's a complete breakdown of communication there. That's another barrier. So what I'm talking about now are barriers. The other barriers I would see is, again, I suppose students that don't integrate into campus, don't become part of a club or society. They're not developing what the Irish employers are looking for, what they call extracurricular skills. So you're developing skills within your programme of study, okay, which is one set of skills the employers is aware of. But the employer is also looking to see, well, you know, what else did you learn? Did you take a position of responsibility? Did you get involved in some voluntary organisation? They're not talking about huge hours every week because it's a huge... I suppose, commitment for international student to come to Ireland and come to UCC and study alone without taking on more. But we are talking about taking on at least one thing outside of your studies that, as I said, opens up the opportunity to meet with other people, but also develops what employers call extracurricular skills that are used for the workplace. The other thing you're demonstrating to an employer by doing that is that if you have a capacity to step outside your group and to join a club or society with or without your friends that you're with, and you make some friends there and you develop some skills there and you develop your English language skills and you understand the culture more, there's so many benefits that the employer sees then on the CV when you're going for an interview, and which they like to talk about, that they're just not talking about all about the academic. In other words, if you're competing for a job and you're a 2H1 student or a 1H student, everybody else that's going for that job could be the same. So how do you differentiate yourself if you haven't integrated, you know, become part of the campus experience and developed, as I said, other experiences? And then as well, I suppose, by doing that, you're showing employers that actually you can do that in their company. You could come into their company, you could become part of the social club, you could, you know, you could work well with teams in different areas across the business because you've already shown me as an employer that you can do that by getting involved in different clubs and societies. So there are quite a number of barriers in terms of English language, not becoming part of the university campus, not developing extracurricular skills, not understanding the employment market in Ireland, not understanding the CVs or the interviews required, and what actually is expected by Irish employers outside the academic, that it's not just the academic. So there are some barriers that I suppose myself and Aileen would have certainly identified.
Absolutely. And I think it's very important that international students especially should not have a myopic approach when it comes to their development and when it comes to building their self up for the job market. And that's something that we are going to discuss in the next segment of it. And just to reflect on Elaine's point, it's a very essential point. You have all the resources which you need available in front of you, but you really have to be proactive in terms of taking up those resources. So if you are having issues in terms of your language skills, then reach out to people. It's not necessary that you have to reach out to someone from career service. Interact with people in your own batch who are having good communication skills. Try to strike a conversation with them and try to just find out that what are the deficiencies that you have so that you can work on it. And most importantly, for students who have an aspiration to further their careers in Ireland, I think it's very important to understand that most of the operations, most of the businesses are global in nature. So if you're talking about an Apple or if you're talking about a Microsoft or a Johnson & Johnson, it's not limited to just Ireland. So in the scope of your career, you will be interacting with people of different nationalities and your business will take you to different places in the world. So it's a great playground when you are in the university to really develop those skills and make yourself much more attuned in terms of what the market needs. So I always say that it's not just the degree that you are getting, be it the bachelor's degree or the master's degree, that will increase your appeal to the job market and to the employers. But it's how you develop everything around you and make yourself a perfect package for the employer. So moving on to the next question, Annika, let me go to you. So, you know, you are an exchange student, so you have the experience of the education system in the States as well as you are experiencing it now in Ireland. So can you reflect a little bit in terms of the difference between the reality and the perception? Has there been any dichotomy in that? Did you get everything that you wanted from Ireland, or has Ireland surprised you in any ways?
I think it's lived up to most of my expectations. Of course, COVID throws a wrench in things, like I had mentioned earlier, but overall, I think my expectations have been met very well. I think that everyone that I've come in contact with through the university has been very supportive and helpful, whether it be students in classes or teachers that I'm working with. They've all been very encouraging of me to get more involved in society, in society as a whole, in Cork or on campus, what that may be for clubs, societies, things like that. I think that the education in itself has been fantastic as well, because it's really offered me a lot of opportunities to explore new areas of education that I hadn't had opportunities for in the past. Different, you know, within government and politics, there's a lot of different subcategories that I may want to delve into, and I've had a lot of opportunities to do so while being here. So I think that's a really important thing to note as well, that there's a lot of opportunities if you have an open mind going into it. There's a lot of different things you can be able to explore here.
Lovely. And you are working, you are studying in the sector of environmental protection, and we know that there is a kind of perception in United States that, you know, United States sometimes seems to be reluctant in terms of leading climate initiatives and environmental initiatives. Did you find a difference in terms of the perception, in terms of how we approach towards environment in US in compared to what you see in Europe, especially in Ireland?
Absolutely, yeah. In the States, the way things are at the minute, at least, everything is very polarized. It's hard to, you know, say we should improve the environment without having at least one person disagree. But I think in Ireland, it's much more agreed upon, which makes it a lot easier to do my job. There's not many people trying to say that I shouldn't be doing the job I'm doing, which makes it a lot more helpful. And I think it also opens up a better opportunity for having academic discussions in that matter. I think a lot of times in the States, people are coming from maybe a position where they don't have all of the information. They haven't done all the research. And I think here it's more encouraged to have the background and know what you're talking about before getting into those discussions. And I think that's really, really helpful in this area, definitely.
That's a great point, actually. It shows in a way that, you know, discussions and the sort of like a variety in terms of discussions, a variety in terms of the opinions which exist is something which is really encouraged in UCC. And it's very important for international students as well, because we come from different parts of the world. We have a preconceived notion about how life is and how everything around it is. So it's the best time to challenge all those notions, interact with people who are different than you, maybe think differently than you, and try to reach a common ground, because that is when we make the world a better place. So moving on to the next theme of our discussion, which is employability. So we have people from nursing, we have people from software background, and we also have me from finance. So we are going to talk a little bit about the different opportunities which are available in the job market. So let's start with Melody. Melody, what are your aspirations in terms of having a career in Ireland? Do you want to stay back in the country once you are done with your studies, or do you want to go back to China and implement the learnings that you are having here in Ireland?
For me, I prefer to stay here for work for 2 years, because after graduation, I have the visa for 2 years. I can choose to work in Cork University Hospital. I love the culture in Ireland. I also love the patients from the hospital. So I will choose to stay here for a few years.
That's great.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Thank you.
And could you talk a little bit about what kind of support did you get from UCC or from the career services or from your faculties in terms of preparing you for a real-time job? So what were the kind of resources which were available to you? And did you take those resources up and how did you approach?
I can get a lot of help from the UCC because I received a mock interview from the career service about 5 months ago. I also took part in the online interview skills course from the Career Service Office. Moreover, I joined the classes from the Language Center of UCC. It's about the English, academic English, and the speaking English and reading English, which helped me a lot to improve my oral English and listening. I think the career service is very helpful because I know how to pass an interview. It's very supportive because I can learn some interview skills from the online interview skill course. I can learn how to make my CV. It's very important to get a job if you know some skills about how to make a CV and how to pass the interview. It's very important. I think it's a very good experience to study here because I can get a lot of help and I can enjoy the service from the UCC. Thank you.
Absolutely. And I think there is something called as a student as peer support. So you have students in your own group who would be giving out tutoring services and you can always avail those services. So it's not necessary that if you are feeling a little bit shy in terms of approaching your lecturer, you can always reach out to your own peer mates. And if you have any doubts and queries, you can always clear those things with them. So it's very inclusive in nature, and I'll give an example in this regard. In my own batch, I tutored someone who was very much skeptical in terms of whether she decided right in terms of taking up master's in finance as her choice, of course. And at one point, she was so disheartened that she just was saying that maybe I will not graduate. I'm going to get a diploma and I have to go back. But she graduated with a 2H1, and at the moment, she is working with one of the leading hedge funds in Dublin. So it's going to be difficult. It's going to be hard when you are in a new country amongst new people. But the key is to do your research right and really figure out that if your opportunities are near, if you're not getting the opportunities, if they're not turning out to be in your favor, then what are the points that you have to build on? I think I'll give my example in this regard. When I first came in September, the graduate programs were already coming to the university campus and just promoting their programs. And I was like, I come with almost 4 years of experience in business analytics, and I was making a transition to finance. So in my mind, it was quite a set path that I had for me, that I have a particular skill set. At the same time, I'm developing my financial skill set. So it's going to be a smooth transition. But 2 months down the line, I did not have a single call from any of the graduate programs in Ireland. So it was already December, the first semester was over, and I just had one interview call, and that too did not turn out to be an offer. And it was disheartening to see that people around me were getting multiple interview calls, some were converting the calls, some were not, but they still were getting the calls. So I just took a moment out and decided to introspect a little bit on that what is that I can bring to the table that no one else can get. And then I decided, well, this is the kind of world where we are living, where finance has the chance to lead an organization. It has the ability to collaborate with all the other departments and use the data that you are getting from all the departments in a very coherent manner to get the meaningful insights required for management decision making. And I have that power to bring those skill sets on the table. So I worked on my CV, tried to reflect on those skill sets a little bit more, and just frame stories around how I can make a difference in the organization. So when I interviewed for a role in Danone, which was my first job in Ireland, it was not a graduate role. It was for a maternity cover. They were hiring for just 6 months. But I went in there and I said, look, this is what I can bring to the table. Your factory is running in a very archaic manner. And if you give me 6 months, I can do all these things for you. So, you know, even if it's for 6 months, you can hire me. And not only did they hire me for 6 months, but then they extended it for one more year. And by that time, I got the offer that I was really waiting for. So you really just can't sit around and wish for the good things to happen. And at times, it would not happen immediately. You have to build on your strengths. You have to constantly keep on trying. And one thing that people don't realize is that when you see a success story, you feel that, well, this person got this job. Just go and dig in a little bit. You will find that that person must have to face hundreds of rejections before that one offer came in. So to stay put in the game is the most important thing. And at the same time, do introspect. Do figure out where you are going wrong and what you can improve. And you have to do it continuously. You know, it's especially for master's students, it's just like 10 to 11 months and you have to study, you have to do your projects at the same time, you have to go out there and search for a job. So learn to prioritize and compartmentalize. That's very, very important when you are having a long-term objective in Ireland. So, I will go to you now. You are in a very interesting sector, as I mentioned before. And tell us a little bit about your aspirations as to how do you see yourself in the long run in Ireland. Do you want to work here? What kind of companies you want to work with? And what are you doing at the moment to get yourself ready for the job market?
Okay. So if I want to work in Ireland, I want to look for some IT companies, some technology companies. For example, I want to look for some jobs such as software engineering or programmer, computer system security programmer, or something like that. And at the moment, I am prepared to start my own business. I want to start up. I am applying a startup program. I hope I can get the I hope I can get the program.
Lovely. I think we might have the next Steve Jobs amongst us. So that will be really great.
Thank you.
Just to reflect on that point, I think it's good to have great ambitions when you come in, but, you know, try to have a kind of like a balance between the reality and perception. If you really want to go out there and have a certain kind of a job or you want to have a certain kind of a career, make sure that you are building those skill sets within you. I have seen so many people who want all the jobs which are available in the market. But if you ask them what their interest is, what they really want to do, they don't have an answer for that. And if you are in an interview and you are not able to convince the interviewer that you really are passionate about that particular role, then there is no point of going to that interview in the first place. So not only it's important to aggressively approach the whole employment situation in terms of applying and in terms of networking, but do figure out what you really want to do and develop your CV, customize your CV based on your passion and your interest. For example, in finance, we have management accounting, we have financial accounting, we have investment banking. And I have seen people who will go out and apply for all different kinds of jobs from all the fields, and they have no clue in terms of what differentiates each of the branch from the other. So when you go into an interview with that kind of a limited knowledge, not only are you creating a bad name for yourself, but you are also creating a bad name for the entire international cohort. So next time when the employer would try to give a call or wants to give a call to an international student, they would think twice because they already had a bad experience. So you already have, you are the flag bearer for the whole community. So keep that in mind and really explore what your interests are, what you really want to do in your career and present yourself in that light. So let's go to Annika, would you like to share a little bit of your experience in terms of EPS, what kind of opportunities you have in Ireland in terms of career? How do you explore those opportunities and how do you prepare yourself to really get into that kind of a space where you can reach out to an employer and say, convince that employer to hire you?
Absolutely. So I was actually fortunate enough to have a work placement program as part of my degree that I'm going through right now, which I would highly recommend anyone who has the opportunity to do that, take full advantage of it. What helped me the most in that context was my work placement manager worked very one-on-one directly with students and helped us practice interview techniques and work on our CV and do things in preparation for interviews and applying for jobs that she knew was going to help us. So taking advantage of a work placement advisory role, or if you're not in the position to have a work placement in your degree, finding a teacher that you think will be able to work really well with you, or taking advantage of those career services, skill center, things like that. Just being prepared for the roles that you're applying for, I think, was the most helpful. And then for me personally, I think interviewing techniques were the most helpful. I think that when you're in that interview moment, that's what can really set you apart from other applicants. You know, if your CV looks really impressive, but then if you get to the interview and you fall short, then that can be a really make or break moment for you. So making sure you're going in with confidence in yourself and your abilities, and making sure that you have the knowledge on the role you're interviewing for as well, I think are really key points for that.
Absolutely. And the key to that is practice, because practice makes permanent. So just don't hop into an interview without really doing any mocks before. You have a lot of resources available, again, with Career Services. They have mock interviews which you can schedule, and you know, you can have discussion with your career consultant in terms of how you need to approach the interviews. And we are also living in a very different reality. You know, most of the time after, especially in the pre-pandemic era, you might not even see your employer face to face. So you will be taking the interviews through Skype or through Zoom. So be aware of that bigger picture, and how do you present yourself? How do you interact? How do you maintain your eye contact? So, you know, small things which you might feel that might not make a difference, but does make a difference at the end of the day. And you will get to learn all those things when you go out there and have the conversations with the professionals who are available in the university. So, as I mentioned before, the resources are available. You have to be proactive in terms of seeking those resources and making yourself really capable in terms of converting those interviews into real offers. So I think we are having quite a good discussion on all these fears that we talked about. Elaine and Anne,
could I pop in, Anne Wright? Could I just
sure,
pop in?
Sure, definitely.
I just wanted to, reflect or to kind of, to confirm what Annika has said there, which was, I think, a very valuable point, that actually if you have one piece of the process done, for example, you have a very good CV, but you haven't done the second piece, which is the interview, then you could be called for the interview because your CV is so good. But then, as you say, Annika, then because you're not able to articulate that in an interview and provide good understandings of good examples in terms of the experiences you have. And in some instances, some students don't even understand the type of interview. So therefore, then even if the employer wanted to offer you the position, they're not in a position to do that because you can't actually get through the interview process. So it's really lining up everything, having everything ready to go. So I think that was a really, really good point, Annika. And again, Anurag, you I suppose confirmed that as well, that it's the practice. It's not just coming in doing one interview practice. You might have to do a number of them. Irish students do a number of interview practices, not a mind saying international students. So it's really having your toolkit in order, having every piece in order, so that when you're called, you're ready to go. And the other thing to be mindful of is Ireland is a small island. We are part of Europe, but we are a small island. And while there's some big employers here, international employers, you know, to sit in front of those employers is a really, I suppose, a really excellent opportunity. We usually don't get a second chance to do that. So you have one chance to really, show and tell the employer, you know, through your examples, through your experiences, that you are the right candidate for the job. So we usually only get one chance to do that. So I just wanted to say that. And I just wanted to ask, Shen, you have work experience as well. I know it was a research position in UCC, but I wonder, could you say a little bit about, actually, because that was quite IT related. If I'm correct, you were developing Androids there, were you, or Android apps? Could you say a little bit about that?
Okay, I can say it. I develop Android apps, and they are about some functions. I mean, the Android apps have some important functions. And for example, one Android app, it is a color changing game. It can help children to recognize every different colors, and maybe it can help some people that they have disease on their hair. So I think it's very useful for some people. Another Android app is about questionnaire, online questionnaire. They can help people to do questionnaire, and it can, for example, a company need to do a research, do a survey to their users, and it can send a questionnaire to every different users, and they can do the questionnaire in the same time. It's very convenient and save time.
Great. And can I ask you, I mean, Annika had a work placement manager to support her in securing her placement. Did you have a work placement manager? And if you didn't, how did you get this position?
You mean, how do I get the position?
Yeah.
Okay. I know a PhD student in UCC, and she is my module's assistant, he works in UCC Connect research group, I send him email. I want to ask him, do you know some work opportunities in the Connect research group? And I got a reply. He told me, a teacher, he want to look for some internships to do a summer program. And then I talk with the teacher, and it is an interview, and then I got the job.
So well done. So we just see different experiences. Annika has the work placement manager, which of course is incredibly valuable. But we also see Shen, your experience, which is actually you being proactive yourself in trying to get work experience while you're doing your degree here in UCC, and reaching out to academics and PhD students and sourcing the placement yourself. So well done. So I just wanted to say well done to that. And I just have one final question, and Anurag, it's for you. You said something very interesting that, you know, when you came to UCC, you were expecting, you know, within the first couple of months that employers would be contacting you for jobs. And then obviously so disheartened when that didn't happen. Can you help me understand how you came to that understanding that employers would actually be contacting you when you started your degree?
Well, in terms of the research that I did, Elaine, I felt that the kind of employers that I was really keen in terms of reaching out to, they have a requirement where not only they need someone who has a financial background, but they need someone who has analytical background as well. And that is what I thought that I was bringing to the table. But what I did not quite realize was that it's not about the talent and the skill sets that you have, but how you present it to the employers and how you just jot it down in your CV. That is what matters. So my CV was like a 3-page long CV with details of everything that I have done over the period of like 3 to 4 years. And no wonder I was not getting any calls, because, you know, most of the employers would not even read through your CV. They just have an automatic process through which the CVs would be scanned, and you need to have some keywords in your CV, which will make you stand out. So once you clear that level, that is when you get to have the first interaction with your employers. So it took me some time to realize the reality of the ground. And when I did that, I thought that, okay, the first thing that I need to do is just take some time out and really work on my CV and get all those words, all those jargons, or whatever you say it, incorporated in the CV so that it can clear the first hurdle as I move on to the next one. And I think the second one, just to extend on Ji's point, it's very important to take up opportunities which are you are getting around you. I'll give you an example. I went for an interview with a very small accounting firm on the outskirts of Cork. It's located in Riverstick, and it was a trainee accountant position, and they were paying a very small amount. Everyone around me were like, are you crazy? How can you take a job like that? Because, you know, it won't even it doesn't even fall under the visa category. So if you take that job, you won't be able to renew your visa later on. But I say, like, there is no point of just waiting for the best thing to happen. If this is something that's coming to me right now, maybe I can do something in that job which will help me to get the next one. And that is exactly what happened. So when I went in for that interview, they saw my CV and they were discussing with me that, you know, you have so much of exposure in terms of data analytics. Would you be able to help us with this process improvisation that we are at the moment stuck with? So we are going to pay you for that, whatever amount of hours you are going to work on it. And based on that work, like, they did not say that to me directly, but it was pretty much clear that if you can show us that you are capable of doing it, then we are going to hire you. So I took up that challenge and I delivered a process improvisation for them, which was on Excel. And I developed some macros for the things that they were taking 3 to 4 days to do. And they were really impressed with that. So they gave me the offer. Again, it was not a very good offer. It was a very small amount of salary and everything. And when I went for the Danone interview, I actually was able to show that piece of work as a demonstration of what I am capable of doing. So that, in a way, paved my way for getting the kind of role that I really wanted to, and the rest is history. So, you know, there will be heartaches in the process, but whatever opportunities you get, small or big, try to capitalize on that. And networking is very, very important. If you might feel that, you know, you are connecting with someone on LinkedIn and that might not be quite essential at the moment, but in future, that very person might be the one who will give you the next offer. So it always pays dividends in terms of networking and having connections with people. Mm-hmm. So keep the small things in your mind. And I'm not saying the journey is going to be easy. It's going to be difficult, but know what you have to do and keep working on it. That's the important part.
Thank you, Anurag.
Can I pop in here at this stage? This is Aileen here. And I suppose just coming to the end of our podcast, it's been such a lively, interesting discussion. And the one thing that all of our speakers demonstrate, I think, is that they do extra, more than just the academics. And I know it's really hard when you're coming into another country, you want to focus on your studies and you want to do well. But everybody here has gone over and above their study. Annika was speaking about skills, that skills development piece that really hit me from, you know, what Annika was talking about. Melody really focused on the clients, the patients, going out there and getting that part-time job while she was working so she could work more on her skills with her patients and her language, which she also worked really hard on. She has done such an amount of work. She's done work experience. She's doing peer support at the moment. She spent the day getting things ready for incoming students, and she wants to go forward and set up her own business and get involved in entrepreneurial projects. So, you know, it's about doing more. And Anurag, again, you know, Anurag, you've really demonstrated there in your story. I think it's the never give up thing, really. It's, you know, when you think you've done enough, actually, you have to go and you have to go and do more. And I think that's the fantastic message from everybody here this evening. It's just been such an interesting discussion. I want to thank you all. You've all been so incredibly generous of your time, your energy with us. We set out on a project that we didn't think we'd be able to do, which was, you know, getting a focus group together and getting these fantastic digital assets available for students, like videos and podcasts and testimonials. And we're actually going to achieve all of that. And it's all down to the people here in the group, because you've been so incredibly kind and generous with your time. So I just want to thank you all so much for that.
And I just want to add just a sentence again to say thank you very much. And I just want you to be assured that, you know, when I suppose the UCC Career Service is marketing these digital assets, it will be your names that are up on lights. OK, so we will absolutely make sure of that. OK, and that if it's coming out through social media, it will be your names that are attached to that. OK, and so we are very, very grateful for your time, for your energy, for your, I suppose, genuineness and, you know, the authentic message that you have given. Because what you're doing is you're speaking to incoming international students. You're advising them, you're supporting them. Often a lot of them feel they're not getting the information that they need, the reality of what it takes to actually build a career in Ireland. They're struggling sometimes. They're going to the wrong sources, like maybe social media. Maybe they're getting the right information, maybe they're not. But now they're really hearing it from students who've come in from UCC from different countries, from different experiences, who have no agenda at all. Only to provide the most helpful feedback that they possibly can. And I just want to thank you sincerely for that. And as I said, it will most definitely be your names that are up in lights when we are marketing all these digital assets through the UCC Career Service. So I just want to thank you so much.
So thank you very much, guys. And I'll end the recording there.
Thank you, too.